Today we are reading Srimad Bhagavatam from Canto 3, Chapter 15, text number 36 today. We are looking for some lecture of Prabhupada and book distribution. We could not find that. So I'll try to read the text and its purport and I'll explain something. So we'll take association of Prabhupada verse and translation today. Hare Krishna. Please repeat text which is written in the board. This English verse is very hard to read. Sanskrit is easy. But this is a little different than Sanskrit. I'll try maybe Sanskrit. Can you repeat after me? Bhuyad Khoni.
Bhuyad Khoni.
Bhagavad Vikrakari Dando.
Bhagavad Vikrakari Dando.
Yonav Haret.
Yonav Haret.
Surahe Lanamapyasesam.
Surahe Lanamapyasesam.
Mabonutapa Kalaya.
Mabonutapa Kalaya.
Bhagavad Smriti. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki. After being cursed by the sages, the doorman said, "It is quite apt that you have punished us for neglecting to respect sages like you. But we pray that due to your compassion at our repentance, the illusion of forgetting the Supreme Personality of Godhead will not come upon us as we go progressively downward." Purport. To a devotee, any heavy punishment is tolerable, but the one which affects forgetfulness of the Supreme Lord, listen it again. To a devotee, any heavy punishment is tolerable, but the one which affects forgetfulness of the Supreme Lord. The doorman, who were also devotee, could understand the punishment meted out to them, for they were conscious of the great offense they had committed by not allowing the sages to enter Vaikuntha Loka. In the lowest species of life, including the animal species, forgetfulness of the Lord is very prominent. The doormen were aware that they were going to the criminal department of the material world, and they expected that they might go to the lowest species of life, the Supreme Lord. Species and forget the Supreme Lord. Thing. They prayed, therefore, that this might not happen in the lives they were going to the ascent because of course. In Bhagavad Gita 16:19-20, it is said that those who are envious of the Lord and His devotees are thrown into the spaces of abominable life. In life after life, such fools are unable to remember the personality of Godhead, and therefore they continue going down and down. Thus ends Prabhupada purport in this verse. Srila Prabhupada ki. Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Devam Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Dishatarine Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Ena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Srimad Bhagavatam ki Srila Prabhupada ki Radha Vallabha ki जगन्नाथ बलभद्र सुभद्र माई की जय जय गौर निताय की जय निताय गौर हरि प्रेमानंदे श्रीमद भागवतम यू नो व्हाट इज द मीनिंग ऑफ श्रीमद भागवतम यू आर वेलकम प्लीज हैव अ सीट थैंक यू श्रीमद मीन्स ब्यूटिफुल सुंदर इन संस्कृत वेरी ब्यूटिफुल वेरी अट्रैक्टिव एंड भागवत मीन्स द ग्लोरिफिकेशन ऑफ भगवत और भगवान द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड एंड दिस श्रीमद भागवतम इट कंटेन्स 10 टॉपिक्स अत्र सर्ग विसर्ग स्थान प्रसन्नमतय मन्वंतर निरोध एटसेट्रा दीज आर 10 subject of the Bhagavatam. Atra Sarga. And after creation, now we are reading third canto. It is about creative impetus. Sarga, Visarga, secondary creation, and then Sthana, maintenance, Poshanam, Utaya. Utaya means creative impetus. And in this third canto, we read progressively many things. Now we are talking a talk which was a story about spiritual kingdom, Vaikuntha. What is the meaning of Vaikuntha?
Without
anxiety. Anxiety means kuntha. Boy means no. No anxiety, no kunta. That is Vaikuntha. And opposite of spiritual world, what is? Material world. It is kunta, full of kunta. No, Vaikuntha is material world. So, as soon as we remember about spiritual world, we become connected to spiritual world. When we read about spiritual world, we connect to spiritual world. And that moment, we forget material world and we forget the miseries of material world. And thus, our association, when we keep on increasing and increasing about the glories, about the form, about the pastime of the Supreme Personality of God, to that degree, we relinquish our miseries. To that extent, we fully become merged in the meditation of remembering Supreme Lord. It's not merging like impersonalism. To the degree we fully dedicate ourselves to the Supreme Lord, to that degree we will be free from material pains and miseries. That's why we chant holy name. That's why we take association of the devotees and deities. So now, in this text 35, here we are getting a little chance about spiritual world. No, 36, right? 34, 35, 36. Yeah. And we are talking that how the doorkeeper of the spiritual world, Jaya and Vijay. In other sense, they are always with Supreme Lord. How is it possible, even though being with Supreme Lord all the time, to come in the material world? And here it is mentioned that Moho Bhavedditattu Nau Prajattura Dhodha. It is said that Bhuyat Ghoni Bhagavat Bhikari Dando. Bhuyat Aghoni. Aghoni means sinful. How they became sinful? By stopping these four kumaras to enter into the spiritual world. Now we have to understand how this impersonalist, in one sense, four kumaras, they were not meditating in the form of Supreme Lord, but they were kind of gyanis, isn't it? But they were not ordinary like today's gyani. I cannot compare today's people and the people, those who are in the pastime of the Lord. And they were going through the various planet and entering into the spiritual planet in Vaikuntha realm, and where the Supreme Personality of Godhead in His Vishnu form is, in His official form. What is the difference between Vishnu and Krishna? Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead in His home, and Vishnu is the God in office. And in His official form, He was there. And then Phokumaras, when they enter into the spiritual world, how they enter? As soon as they got the smell, the fragrance coming from the Tulasi Manjari of the lotus feet of Lord, by that smell only, they became fully God realized. That's how we try to smell flower of our true Lord every day. But for us, we are so much conditioned, our condition is very thick. By just smelling one time, we cannot develop like that kind of God, love of God. So they enter to the spiritual planet and they are stopped, and they are now here in the story. They are caused to go to the to material world. Now they are about to come to material existence. Just like every living entity, they with God, and later on they come to material world. And among many reasons, this is one of the reasons. Maybe everybody of us, we are not Jaya and Vijay. Maybe different role, maybe somewhere, maybe the grass or whatever. But they are now in the order of coming down. And now you can see another interesting thing. How they are not saying that, why you curse us? And they are not asking questions, and they are not cursing them again. If somebody comes and says, you are very bad, what do we say? You are also bad, not only me. Okay? Now, here, these people, these personalities, those who are always with God, they are being cursed. But they don't counter curse. And they say, it is quite apt. What is that apt means? Quite suitable. It is quite apt that you have punished us for neglecting to respect sages like you. They fully accept the curse. And they say that it is very suitable, thank you very much for cursing us. And because we neglect to respect sages like you, but we pray that due to your compassion, at our repentance, the illusion of forgetting the Supreme Personality of God will not come upon us as we go progressively down and down and down. The main thing is that due to your compassion and the illusion of forgetfulness of personality of Godhead will not come upon us. That's their prayer actually. They are begging for that. This is the position of devotee. Devotee, they don't curse and counter curse. But what they do? They are ready to accept any curse if they don't forget Supreme Personality of Godhead. And they are ready to accept any kind of difficulties. Just like Jaya and Vijay, they are accepting this situation. How? Because they don't want to forget Supreme Lord. You know the story. They were not doing their role as a pure devotee. They were taking their role as demon, right? And first they became Hiranyakasipu. And you know all the stories. And Ravana and Kumbhakarna and Dantavakra and Shishupal. And Jagai and Madai, correct or not? Is it correct or not? Anybody can say? But they were cursed for 3 lives. How can be Jagai and Madai? You can ask. And this personality, they came in demon form. And we'll talk this later. I don't want to talk these things now because it comes later. And they're supposed to be coming for many lives, maybe I think 7 lives. But their curse was minimized into 3 lives. And again we can see there why they minimized their curse into 3 lives. One thing is that they don't want to forget Supreme Lord. And if they remember Supreme Lord in devotional mood, it takes 7 lives. So in order to go back to Godhead, they are ready to become demons. Ravan and Dantaka, Shishupal and this Hiranyaksha, these brothers, they becoming demon not to stay in material world. They becoming demon to go back to spiritual world. This is interesting thing. We become very nice to maintain ourselves in material world. And we try to be so refined, so nice, so well prepared, materially very much developed, economically well established, etc. That's what people are struggling in material world. But these personalities, they choose not to become good like that. They choose to become bad so that they can go quickly back to Godhead. But our case, we are not suggested by acharyas and shastras to be like that. Our case is different. We are suggested to do anukulena krishnanu silanam bhakti. To do in favor of Krishna, what is favorable for devotional service. So, here in purport, in first line, Prabhupada very clearly says, to a devotee, any punishment is tolerable. See? But that, the one which affects the forgetfulness of Supreme Lord, they don't want to go through the punishment which makes them to forget Supreme Lord. And that's why it is said, Sarva pavarga narakesu apitulle. Either we may be in heaven or in the hell, that doesn't matter. The condition is that, we should not forget Supreme Lord. So, these things are further described in the 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. It says that those who are in base of the Lord and His devotees are thrown in the abominable species of life. Who are those? Those who are envious of the Lord and His devotees are thrown into the spaces of abominable life. Who became envious of God? This doorkeeper, they became envious of God. But their aim is different. We should not forget that. To go back to God quickly, they became envious. Can we be like that? No, it's not possible. We can be only favorable to devotional service. And it is said that here, you see, life after life, these envious peoples, and they are unable to remember Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, they continue going down and down, And but in this verse, this doorkeeper Jayan and Vijay, they are ready to go down to go quickly back to Godhead. They are ready to come down. That is called in it is called they are ready to separated, isn't it? They are ready to be separated, they are ready to be far from the spiritual world. And they are ready to accept the course of Pakumar. Why? Another thing is that Lord wants to do pastimes. Okay? These are special personality. They are mentioned in Bhagavatam. So, we are going to learn from this that one thing is that we are going to remember God in any situation. Like our devotees, they come to Radha Vallabha and they go to their work, in daily work. And in city, it's not like temple. They have to meet many kind of people. And they have to talk with different personalities and different dealings. Sometimes even fight can happen. So many things. It is not easy. They go through all difficulties so that next day they can come to God. They can maintain their life and they can come to God. Devotees working very hard. It's not very bad because they have to maintain their life so that they can come to God. Jaya and Vijaya, they are ready to come back material world so that they can go to back to Godhead, to the God again. In the case of devotee here, we should understand that we are struggling in life. We are going through hard time. We are going through these difficulties. It's not only our will. There is the will of Supreme Lord behind. Maybe God wants to meet us with somebody who may get a book in December marathon. Krishna may want us to deal with someone. By dealing with that person, someone may come close to Krishna. Someone may get some association of devotee. Maybe directly, it can be indirectly even. And that person will be benefited. And devotee is going into the material life, in the material activities, not material life, I mean material affairs cannot be fully material because their purpose is different. Their aim is different. It can be said same but not same. Looks same like other people in material life, materialistic people, they go to their work and devotees also go to their work. These people, they go and they eat. Devotee also do things and they eat. And like these four things, ahar, nidra, bhaya and maitan. Devotee also do same, everything same. But action is the same, aim is different. That what makes everything different. Same action, no problem. By doing same action, devotee will go back to Godhead. And by doing same action, because they do to gratify their senses. And they go not to back to Godhead. Either they come here in the material world or they go to hellish planet. Because to gratify their senses, they have to do abominable things. And they willingly do these things. And they willingly suffer here also and they suffer after life. So can be action, can be the same. Devotees should not lament because they have to maintain their life by going the work what they don't like sometime. It doesn't mean that we should compromise with any kind of situation. It doesn't mean that if we find some better alternative, we should live with that situation. Of course, we can find that. There is choice in every second, in every way. Either we choose Krishna or Maya. Okay, there is another test coming. Whom I am going to choose? Krishna here? Here is Maya. but I'm going to choose. This is a choice. Everywhere there is lots of choice. Innumerable choices are there. So devotees should be quite smart on dealing this situation. And that what is the choice of this joy and vijaya here? They choose not to forget Supreme Personality of Godhead. They agree to suffer by coming to material world, but they choose not to forget Supreme Personality of Godhead. And for a devotee, where there is Krishna's remembrance, where they go, whatever they do, they are themselves Krishna's dear devotee. And they every day take bath, they decorate their temple, they have their flag, and they have all the marks of temple, and they very beautifully enthrone the Supreme Personality of Godhead in their heart by chanting hours together daily, and God is residing in their heart. So now they can go anywhere. This is traveling temple in another sense. Devotees, they are traveling temple. They can go anywhere, and that's why devotees, they purify everything. And I'll give you one example. I'll talk some very short thing about book distribution later on. That there was one very good big scholar in South India, and he found that Hare Krishna people, all these white people, black people, European, Western, African, everywhere, without consideration of any caste and any things, any bond, they are chanting Hare Krishna, keeping Sikha and wearing Brahman thread. That was too intolerable to that Brahman. He was big scholar. I heard this story from a devotee. And what he thought, okay, I'll find something from Shastra to prove these people that they are wrong. And he went through all the Upanishads and Puranas. I guess it is Brahma Vaivarta Purana or different. I forgot. Patri Prabhu told this story. You remember? And he went through the pages and line, and he trying to find any things which can defeat these Hare Krishna people. And he read there, and it was the glorification of Ganga. And Ganga approached Supreme Lord before he go to back to Godhead, spiritual world. And she prayed to Lord, my God, now you are going back to Godhead. I am here in the material world, in this earthly planet, to cleanse the sin of the people. And it is Kali Yuga coming after you go back to Godhead. And this world is going to be like hellish planet, and people are going to do all sorts of nonsense activities. They do even abominable activities, even demons they don't do. Even animals they don't do, human they do in this age. Animals don't eat their babies, human they started to eat their babies. Demons they don't eat their babies. Baby's soup is very good, considered in the restaurant. You can find it. How? There is no word to explain in a bad word for these activities. Word itself will be insufficient to say how bad it is, that bad activities people do. In early age, there was, when Krishna was there, Putana was one person who came to kill baby, one mother. Now you can see, women are, of course, not devotee. They are practicing. There are many organizations. If they hear, they will chastise me. But their main motto is that my body is my right. I have beautiful body, so I can do whatever I want. And that what they are making every woman to understand. Now, to gratify yourself, to be fully happy in sensual affairs, whatever you do, you are allowed legally. Okay, no scripture stop anywhere, any woman today, anything. Women have been given high position in scriptural injunction. But They make women to practice to kill their babies. How many puttanas are around? How it is important to come Krishna into the life of these people. How important it is to give these people Bhagavad Gita and books of Prabhupada. Try to understand. Is it not benevolent work we are doing, distributing book? You can see so many intellectual people, you can find, maybe if some people they are not well educated, whatever, if they do wrong, they will maximum they will steal something. They cannot do that big activities. But so-called intellectual people, what they do? They make big bombs to kill the thousands of people. That is our intelligence. We can make big missile, so we can do big massacre. Slaughter thousands of people in a second. And we'll be very powerful. So, how important it is to give Prabhupada books to the hand of people. You can see. So, if these people, they read a few lines of Prabhupada book, they will be changed. That's why Prabhupada mentioned in the preface of this Bhagavatam that to change the demoniac face of society, he has mentioned here. Today, I'll come to that story of Ganga later. To change this face of demoniac society, see? And he has even mentioned to re-spiritualize human civilization. Prabhupada wants to re-spiritualize. And he wants to change the face of the society. So, how important it is to give Prabhupada books to the people. Try to understand. So, now I am coming back to that Ganga story. That Brahman, when he tried to find any wrong, any mistake on what Hare Krishna people doing, and he read that Ganga and Krishna God's dialogue and discussion, she said that people, they are doing so many nonsense things. And they are going to cleanse their sin in my, you know, Ganga. So how I am going to be delivered, you see? I am going to be very in pretty evil situation. It's the worst situation. I don't expect to be like this. I want to go with you back to Godhead. She wants to return back. And God says to her, don't worry. The time is coming that it is said that Hari Janaha, that devotee of Hari, they come and they take bath in the Ganga. And by their bath, you will be purified. Krishna says that this devotee of Krishna, they go to the Ganga and they take bath in the Ganga. And Ganga will be purified of sins of the people what she is carrying on her. Try to understand how important these devotees are who are around us. We may sometime knowingly or unknowingly, willingly or unwillingly, we may do bad activities, we may think bad about people. But it is very important to know that who are these people around us. These are Krishna people. That what Krishna said, that time will come that devotee of Hari, they come and take bath in the Ganga. And Ganga, who is taking all the sin of the people of Kali Yuga, will be cleansed of this sin. That's the position of Krishna's devotee. Devotee are not ordinary people. That's why sometimes we don't understand devotee and we judge them in a wrong way. We may deal them in a wrong way. That is, anyway, we are conditioned at. But the thing is that those who are practicing Krishna consciousness, they are not ordinary people. Maybe somebody around us, maybe a poor-hand person, we don't see 2 hand extra. And that's the thing. That's why Krishna said, Naham basami vaikunthe yoginam hridaye pichaham. That's why this Jaya and Vijaya coming to material world. There is another reason. Like Krishna said to Narada, I always don't reside in Vaikuntha. neither I remain all the time in the heart of yogis. Yogi, they try to realize super soul. Krishna, in order to attract them, may give them some time, some glimpse of the darshan. But yoginam hridaye picha, Krishna says, I will not remain in the heart of yogis all the time. Mad bhakta yatra gayanti tatra tishthami naradaham. Where my devotee, they glorify me, I'll come and remain there. So it is very important to bring Krishna. So how is it possible to bring Krishna? Distribute book of Krishna and people will come and glorify about Krishna. And Krishna, when Krishna's stories are going on, where Krishna is glorified and where there is good association of devotee, Krishna comes and resides in that. With this devotee, to take the association of devotee. It is very important to take association of devotee. That's why Jaya and Vijay also, they coming back to Matrilal, so that now we are getting chance to read this Bhagavatam and to remember about back to spiritual world, remember about Vaikuntha world. Now we can prepare ourselves to go back to Godhead and we can prepare ourselves to give people. First of all, ourselves start to read book and give people this book. What Prabhupada has mentioned about this spiritual world. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Any comment, any clarification or any question, please. Let us take short time already at 8:15. Yes, please.
Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that if one goes back to Godhead, they won't return to the material world.
Yeah.
Now, here, the doorkeepers were sent back to the material world. They had apparently committed an offense to the four Kumaras. If one goes back to Godhead, is it possible to come back to the material world if one commits offenses there? Or is it that if one goes back to Godhead, they're so pure that they wouldn't commit offenses in the first place?
Yes, very good question. This question people ask again and again. That's why it is very important question. So, as Krishna said, your answer is there already. Doju mamupetteta kaunteya punarjanma nivetate abrahma bhuvana loka punaravartina arjana. From highest planet in this material world, Brahmalok, to the lowest, these are the place of repeated birth and death. Wherein there is a repeated birth and death take place and there is miseries, this thing are there. So, and mamupadayati pakantaya, Krishna says to Arjuna, a son of Kunti, when somebody who comes to me, punarjanma na vidyate, he will not take birth. That what Krishna said. And here we are reading the story of Jaya and Vijaya. And they are being cursed and they have to come down to material world. This is the one reason why we come material world. You are also here now. Why you are here then? Why not there? We are here. Now to make us understand. Now let's find out the reason why we are here. Okay, go through the line. Jaya and Vijaya. That can be one of the reason. Maybe I was not doorkeeper. Maybe I was something else. It means I must have done something wrong. So, now how to go back to Godhead? In the same line it comes that even though we are going progressively down and down in material existence and the things that due to your compassion at our repentance, what we should do? The illusion of forgetting the Supreme Personality of Godhead will not come upon us. It means we should not forget Supreme Personality of Godhead. So what happens? We'll go back to Godhead. I gave your answer in short. That's the one answer. And you can get many more answer and long answer also. And which may convince you. And main thing is that Rupa Goswami said, Laulyam Ekalam Mulyam. Laulyam means intense greed, not only greed, not normal greed. What is that greed? We should have really that greediness. We should be very greedy to go back to Godhead. Are you really ready? And Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, Vevasayatmika Buddhir, Ekeha Kurunanada. Become one-minded. Not like, just like shooting arrow. If you shoot arrow, not very strong. Take your bow and arrow and make it very straight and strong and very firm. And ekeha kuru nandana, one-minded, equipoised. And make your bow very strong. When it goes, it will go and pierce the even tree, whatever. You cannot pull it out again. You should have that kind of firmness. And you should be fully convinced. If you are not convinced, then the thing is that we are not going to be here anymore. However, we try to maintain here ourselves. How long we want to enjoy here? We cannot do here. That's truth, isn't it? I may try to be very, very sophisticated, very nice living, very good living. How long? It is not possible. Maybe for a second, for a year, like that, sometime. I cannot be here. That's the reality. I should remember this very clearly. Next thing is that I am not this material body. I am the eternal spiritual soul. And I have my eternal body that is spiritual. And I am in material body. And material body is opposite of spiritual, just like Vaikuntha, no Kuntha. No anxiety. Material world, only Kuntha, only anxiety. This body, material body, itself give me more anxiety. And I should know the thing is that if you want to solve problem, you should understand what is the problem. One problem is that we want to be our self-controller. Jay and Vijay, they wanted to be controller. They wanted to control. There is God to control. Why we should come in between to control? Another thing is that it's like prithak bhava. We want to be separate. And there are many things. The main thing is that we should always understand, very, very clearly understand, I am not this material body. Prabhupada said that we are not this material body. And we are eternal spiritual soul. And if we never going to be here all the time, if we are not going to be here all the time, then it is better to find the way where I am going to be. Is it not interesting? But that is very important also. And it is, you can find this, don't be satisfied with this answer. I am just answering you just to make a tick. It's not formality. Make sure that you will get full answer. Okay? Make sure you will again ask this question. You should be fully convinced. Otherwise, don't ask again question. We ask question to find the answer. And after finding answer, we should do the things. We may do something just to make a tick, to make a tick mark, official thing. No, these are not things like that. Because we are not going to solve problem like this. Understand? So this is very important. We are not going to be here, go back to Godhead. Krishna is here to take us there. Be here and go there. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gita Gaur Hari Premanandi.